إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah, we praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. This morning, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we'd like to complete a review of this topic, inhiraf al-shabab, yani the deviation of the youth, and its causes, the reasons for that deviation, and the means to remedy it. And previously, the Shaykh has mentioned, Shaykh Sulaiman Ar-Ruhayli mentioned a number of points which are causes or reasons for deviation. The most important of them is the abandonment of the Qur'an in all of its types. And after that, being distanced from the Sunnah or understanding the Qur'an and Sunnah by an understanding other than that of the Salaf of this Ummah. And previously, he also mentioned separating from the jama'ah, from the people who are upon the truth, upon the Qur'an and Sunnah. And the last points that we mentioned yesterday were having any disrespect or not having proper respect or contempt for the scholars who are upon the Sunnah, spare time and not using one's time properly, evil companionship, and the effect of the media, and specifically the internet. So the Shaykh mentions a number of other points which are causes of deviation that in what remains, and inshallah hopefully we'll try to cover them, that which remains this morning. So the Shaykh says the ninth reason or cause for deviation is following the evil majority. Following the evil majority. Yani the majority of the people who are not upon the Sunnah. From the reasons for deviation, O brothers, is following the evil majority and using as an argument that most of the people are upon that. Walaykum salam. Using as an argument that most of the people are upon that. For many of the youth do things or formulate opinions or formulate ideas because they see a large number of people upon it, because they see a large number of youth upon it, or because they see the majority upon that particular matter. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-An'am, 6th Surah, 116th Ayat, وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ يُدِلُّوكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ إِيَّتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ وَإِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُصُونَ. And if you obey most of those who are upon the earth, they will mislead you far away from Allah's path. They follow nothing but conjectures, and they do nothing but lie. Naam? Naam, Surah Al-An'am, the sixth surah, 116th ayat. If you, O slave of Allah, obey the majority of those upon the earth, then as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayat, يُضِلُّوكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They will definitely mislead you far away from the path of Allah. The sign of this, yani the misleading evil majority, is that they do not follow guidance nor any clear evidence. They only follow conjecture opinions, ideas, and innovated principles which human beings have instituted in opposition or in contradiction to the book and the sunnah, and they do nothing but guess. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in that ayat, and in another ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yusuf, 12th Surah, 103rd ayat, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. And most of mankind, most of the people will not believe, even if you desire it eagerly. Most of the people will not believe. Al-Imam Abdul Aziz ibn Baz rahimahullah has said that Umar ibn Maymun, the noble tabi'i rahimahullah, asked Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu about the jama'ah. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, the jama'ah is that which conforms to the truth. يعني الجماعه ما وافق الحق, that which is in agreement with the truth. وإن كنت وحدك, even if you are alone, even if you are just one person, if you are in agreement with the truth, that is the true jama'ah. So if you are in conformity with the truth, then you are the jama'ah. For the jama'ah are those who follow the book of Allah and the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they travel upon the methodology of the pious predecessors, As-Salaf As-Salih, that is the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and those who follow them in goodness. So being with the jama'ah, yani this is the cure, being with the jama'ah and being upon goodness, khair, and al-istiqamah, uprightness, these are indications that you are upon the truth, even if you are with a few. The truth is the path of al-istiqamah. So this is obviously yani one of the main causes of deviation, that people follow the majority, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes yani the matter clear, that whoever, that if you were to follow most of the people on the earth, they would definitely lead you astray. The tenth matter or reason for cause of deviation is submitting to emotions, yani following one's emotions. From the reasons for deviation is submitting to emotions and not restraining them with beneficial types of restraints, yani unrestrained emotions. Many of the youth who fall into deviation in its two types, yani the two types of deviations, yani deviations stemming from desires, shahawat, and deviations stemming from doubts, shubuhat. The reason for them falling into that affair is emotions and passions kindled within their souls. Emotions are a wind that blows the person away and land him in the valleys of regret and deviation. There is no doubt, O brothers, that emotion is from the nature of the human being. The existence of emotions within the person is a reason for praise, generally speaking. However, they are blameworthy if they end up overruling the intellect, or if they are made a ruler over the legislation, the Sharia. So what is the remedy? The remedy for that, O brothers, is that the youth restrains his emotions by way of the intellect. Yani, restrain the emotions, restrict the emotions, control the emotions by the intellect. And that he restrains his intellect by way of the Sharia. Yani, that the emotions are controlled by the intellect, and the intellect is controlled by the Sharia of Allah Rabbil Alameen. So he is not to embark upon anything that his emotions call him to, and while his intellect rejects it, nor is he to embark upon that which his intellect calls him to, unless he knows that the Sharia confirms it. Yani, the greatest restraint on emotions is the intellect, and the control of the intellect is the Sharia. The 11th cause or reason for deviation, being deceived by popular phrases, yani popular slogans, sayings, popular sayings that are empty, and meaningless and baseless. From the reasons for deviation, O brothers, is to be deceived by popular phrases, which outwardly display mercy, but that which they inwardly contain is punishment, such as the application of some of the callers to takfir. Yani the people who are calling to declaring Muslims to be kafirs for whatever reason that they determine. The use, the Shaykh says, the application of some of the callers to takfir of the phrase, the methodology of tawheed. Yani they use this expression, the manhaj of tawheed, even though these people are far from tawheed. They apply this type of terminology to their methodology in order to yani attract the people. Or the application of the term salafiyya to the methodology of takfir. Yani they are upon the minhaj of takfir, but they use the expression salafiyya in order to attract the people. And their methodology of takfir is not legislated and is, on the contrary, destructive. These are phrases, the manhaj of tawheed or salafiyya, which are popular among the Muslims. However, they are far removed from those methodologies which these people, yani, are upon. Or the use of the term moderate for abandonment. Yani, they use the term moderate, they say they are moderate, but in reality, what they mean by this is their justification to abandon some of the legislative obligations or committing some of the things which have been prohibited by the Sharia. So they use a term, moderate, which sounds good, when in reality it is just yani a cover for abandoning what Allah has commanded and abandoning what Allah has prohibited. Or the usage of the phrase, the balanced Islam, for that deviation, while applying repulsive terms to those who oppose them, such as their saying, As-Salafiyya al-Murji'ah. Yani they use this term to refer to those who do not declare, who do not agree with them in declaring Muslims to be disbelievers, except by that which Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared people to be disbelievers with. Meaning that they want to declare people to be disbelievers outside of the guidance of Quran and Sunnah, and whoever doesn't agree with them, then they say these people are as-Salafiyya al-Murji'ah, meaning they are trying to say that, okay, these people are Salafi, but they are a deviant, corrupted type of Salafiyya, where they yani don't want to include actions as a part of Iman, and they don't want to yani declare people to go into kufr for sins, when in reality these people have deviated in declaring people to be kafirs for things that the Quran nor the Sunnah accept as being kufr. So the Shaykh says, and likewise calling yani the people of Sunnah as mutashaddid, harsh, and hinderers of unity, and splitters of the Ummah, and being hard, and those who do not give the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam his proper station. These are names which they call those who cling to the text of the book and the Sunnah in light of the understanding of the firm scholars of the Ummah, or those who call to the Sunnah and defend it and warn against innovation and flee from it. Yani they use these terms to apply to the people of Sunnah to yani run the people away from them, saying that they are harsh and they are hinderers of unity and splitters of the Ummah, and so on and so on. So this affair, O brothers, is a great affair by way of which many are deceived and caused to fall into behavioral deviation based upon desires. Yani behavioral deviation, meaning they deviate in following their desires and fall into corruption and immorality, while they do not perceive that they have fallen into it. Some fall into ideological deviation based upon shubuhat, doubts, and they flee from the people of Sunnah due to this great plot in which the whispers of shaitan are supported by the whispers of the people of falsehood. So it is obligatory, yani the solution, the cure, the remedy for this problem, so it is obligatory, O brothers, O assembly of youth, that we are not deceived by phrases until we examine their realities. Any nice sounding phrases, the reality of those expressions must be examined carefully, and to be sure that they are in agreement with that which the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ came with, in light of the understanding of the Salaf of this Ummah. Yani no expression or slogan or saying should be accepted until the reality of what it really indicates and points to and what it is based upon is examined carefully, to be sure that it coincides with and is in agreement with that which the Prophet ﷺ came with, and in light of the understanding of the Salaf of this Ummah. The twelfth cause of deviation, the Shaykh says, is impulsiveness and hastiness. Yani acting upon impulse without examining the reality of a person's action or speech. Being hasty. From the reasons for deviation is impulsiveness and hastiness in matters. Rather, the deviation of many of the youth is due to lack of caution, lack of insight into the affairs, and lack of contemplation on the end results. At-Tirmidhi, rahimahullah, has reported on the authority of Sahal ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi, Sahal ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi, radiyallahu anhu, that he said, Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Al-anatu min Allahi wal-ajalatu min ash-shaytani. That deliberation is from Allah, and impulsiveness, being hasty, is from shaytan. Our scholars, rahimahumullah, say, impulsiveness is from shaytan, means shaytan invites towards impulsiveness by his whispers. And he calls people to be impulsive, to be hasty, and not to contemplate or to consider or to take caution in affairs. This is because impulsiveness prevents resoluteness and having foresight. Yani, impulsiveness prevents a person from being sure about a matter and looking to the end results and the consequences of it. Rather, the person dives in without considering what will be the end result. This causes one to fall into destruction, and this is from the plot of shaitan and his whispers. The remedy for this, O brothers, is that the youth should be brought up upon deliberation, and he being careful, having insight, considering the end result of a matter, and the abandonment of hastiness until the truth becomes apparent. And the youth knows, and that the youth should know, that being deliberate is the path of safety in the dunya and in the akhirah. And that Allah, the Exalted, loves deliberation. Loves, yani, taking care and considering a matter, and being sure about it, and considering the end result before acting or speaking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Qiyamah, 75th Surah, 20th Ayat, Kalla bal tuhibbuna al-ajila. Nay, but you love hastiness. Al-Imam al-Shawkani, rahimahullah, he said, Kalla, nay, this is a rebuke for hastiness and an encouragement to be deliberate. Yani, to be careful, to think things out carefully. Take your time, don't be hasty. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Ashaj, Abdul Qais, radiyallahu anhu, إِنَّ فِيكَ خَصْلَتَيْنِ يحبهم الله الحلم والأنات. That indeed you have within you two qualities or two characteristics which Allah loves, and that is forbearance and deliberation. So, O youth, Allah loves this quality, yani the quality of being deliberate, careful, considerate. So be from its people in order that you may be from the people of security or safety and uprightness. After this, the Shaykh mentions the 13th cause of deviation from the, that is drawing near to fitna. From the reasons for deviation, or the causes of deviation, is drawing near to fitna in its two types, yani following desires or being yani deceived by shubuhat, doubtful matters. From the reasons for deviation is drawing near to fitna in its two types. Many of the youth like fitna due to it being beautified, or due to idleness that drives them to draw near to fitna. Or they like the adornment of its people, the people of fitna, so they fall into it. Therefore it is obligatory to stay far away from fitna. The two scholars, Al-Bukhari and Muslim, rahimahumullah, reported on the authority of Abu Hurairah, radiallahu anhu, that he said, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, سَتَكُونُ فِتَن, yani there will be fitna, yani trials and tribulations, fitan. الْقَائِدُ فِيهَا خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْقَائِمِ. So the one who is sitting in the time of trials and tribulations and confusion and chaos, the one who is sitting is better than the one who is standing. Yani the one who is sitting is in a better position to be saved from the fitna than the one who is standing. Yani because the one who is standing is in a position to move forward and to get involved in the fitna. So the one who is sitting is better than the one who is standing. والقائم فيها خير من الماشي. And the one that is standing is better than the one that is walking, yani in motion towards the fitna. والماشي فيها خير من الساعي. And the one who is walking is better than the one who is running or hastening towards the fitna. من تشرف لها تشترفه تستشرفه. نعم تستشرفه. يعني the one who seeks it, who seeks the fitna, then the fitna will seek him or overcome him or destroy him. فمن وجد منها ملجأ أو معاذ فليعذ به. So whoever finds a shelter or a refuge from the fitna, then take refuge from the fitna. And Imam Muslim reported on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, who said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَكُونُ فِتْنَةً, yani there will be a fitna. النَّائِمْ فِيهَا خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْيَقْضَانِ. The one who is sleeping is better than the one who is awake. وَالْيَقْضَانِ فيها خير من القائم. And the one who is awake is better than the one who is standing. والقائم فيها خير من الساعي. And the one who is standing is better than the one who is running or hastening towards the fitna. فمن وجد ملجا أو معاذا فليستعذ. So whoever finds a refuge or a shelter, then seek refuge in it. This means, O servants of Allah, O worshippers of Allah, the more the person draws near to fitna, the nearer he is to evil. Due to this, O slaves of Allah, worshippers of Allah, from the greatest reasons for deviation is being sucked into fitna. Yani from the greatest reasons of deviation and being sucked into fitna is being near to it and being near to the people of fitna. Al-Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullah reported the authority of Imran ibn Hussein radiyallahu anhu that he said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من سمع بالدجال فلينع عنه, that whoever hears about the Dajjal, then يعني, let him stay away from him, be far removed from him, don't go near to him. فإن الرجل يأتيه وهو يحسب أنه مؤمن فما يزال به حتى يتبعه مما يبعث معه من الشبهات. The one who hears about the Dajjal, let him stay far away from him. For a man will come to him and deem him to be a believer. So he, that man, will remain with the Dajjal until he ends up following him, due to that which he brings with him of shubuhat. Yani due to the matters that the Dajjal will have with him that will cause confusion and doubt in the minds of the people and cause them to follow him. And this narration from Abu Dawud, Shaykh al-Albani said, is sahih. This then, O slaves of Allah, worshippers of Allah, is a firm principle. He who hears about a man who is instituting principles in opposition to the book and the sunnah and calling people to fitna, in which the leaders from amongst the scholars and the leaders from amongst the rulers all differed from his principles, opposed it, contradicted, then one must stay far away from such a person, even if one deems him to have a valid argument or a right to say what he is saying. For one does not know, perhaps he will come to him, the man, and listen to him and end up falling into the fitna while deeming him to be upon good due to that which he brings with him of shubuhat or doubtful matters. So it is obligatory, O slaves of Allah, to distance yourself away from the fitna. Yani the solution is whoever sees somebody coming with something different, that is strange, that is opposed by the leaders from amongst the scholars and the leaders from amongst the rulers, then stay far away from that person, even if it appears as though he has brought something good. Stay away from the fitna. And the last matter that the Shaykh mentions, the 15th reason or cause of deviation, is grief that leads to sins. Grief that leads to sins. From the reasons for deviation, Walaykum As-Salaam. From the reasons for deviation are sins. Yani the sins in and of themselves are a reason for deviation, or the stress and anxiety which in most cases are caused by the sin. Yani either the sins themselves or the stress and anxiety that are caused by sins, both of these are a means or a cause of deviation. And this is the reason, this is a reason which leads to deviation in its two types, in both types, following desires and being confused by doubtful matters. From the effects of sins, O brothers, is that they bring about other sins. So some sins take the reins of others. Disobedience is due to previous sins. As Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغُ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. So when they deviated, Allah made their hearts to deviate. Yani when they deviated, as a result of that, they fell into more deviation. Allah caused their hearts to deviate. This is Surah Al-Saff, 61st Surah, 61, yani Surah 61, Ayah 5. So this is a wide open door. Due to this, one of the Salaf said, from the reward of the good deed is a good deed after it, that follows it. And from the punishment of sin is a sin after it, yani that follows it. Good deeds lead to more good deeds, and sin leads to further sinning. from the effects of sins is grief that lies in wait for the person, and anxiety that suffocates him, and the person cannot remove it. The person may outwardly display hollow laughter, however his heart is in a state of grief. And the person who is committing sins may outwardly appear to be happy, while in reality they are in a state of grief. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Surah Al-Taha, 20th Surah, 124th through 126 ayat, وَمَنْ يَعْرِدْ وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْقًا. That whoever turns away from my reminder, the remembrance of Allah, verily for him is a life of hardship. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And we shall raise him up on the day of resurrection blind. قَالَ رَبِّي لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. And he will say, oh my Lord, why have you raised me up blind while I had sight before? Yani in the world I was seeing. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا. Indeed, yani like this, in the same way, our ayat came to you and you disregarded them. Yani you acted as though you forgot them. You didn't yani pay attention to them. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. And so likewise, in the same way, today you will be forgotten, that is, neglected. In the same way you neglected Allah's ayat, so today you will be neglected. The point of the reference here, the Shaykh is saying, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْقًا. That whoever turns away from the remembrance of Allah, then they will have a life of hardship. They will not be happy. They will not be content. They will not be in peace. For some of them, O brothers, the distress, yani the anxiety that is caused, the grief that is caused by their sin, for some of them the distress will be severe and the life will be difficult for them to the point of suicide. And we seek refuge in Allah from such. And it is in itself a great sin and from the major sins. From them there is he whose chest will become tight with grief, and he will seek to treat it with other acts of disobedience, which will consequently increase his grief and distress. Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah said, from that which the people of knowledge from the various religions and the intellectuals of every ummah have in common is that disobedience and wickedness bring about grief, anxiety, fear, sadness, stress, and sickness of the heart, to the point that when the people have fulfilled their desires from disobedience and wickedness, when they have fulfilled their desires to their hearts, yani to the extent of whatever they desired, and their souls have become fed up with it, they commit more sins in order to repel what they find within their chests of stress and grief and anxiety. As one of the elders from the evildoers mentioned, كَأْسٌ شَرِبْتُ عَلَى لِذَّةٍ وَأُخْرَى تَدَاوَيْتُ مِنْهَا بِهَا. Yani a cup of wine which I drunk due to deliciousness or due to its tastiness, and then another which I drunk in order to treat myself from the first, yani the second one to treat the consequence or the effect of the first one, so that one drink led to the next one. So what is the remedy for all of this? The Shaykh says, the remedy for this, O brothers, is that the sinner hastens to truthful repentance to Allah. For there is neither comfort nor any contentment except by way of repentance, truthful repentance to Allah. So he who wants to be saved from the reasons for deviation, then let him truthfully repent to Allah. And the Shaykh says in closing, so O noble brothers, the reasons for deviation are many, and there are other reasons. However, I have mentioned that which has exhausted the time. So O noble brothers, It is upon us all to be cognizant, to be aware of the dangers of deviation, and to exert efforts to remedy the reasons for deviation. To likewise treat those from amongst us who have deviated, and to not lose hope regarding anyone. For indeed the hearts are between two fingers from the fingers of Ar-Rahman, and he turns them however he wills. So do not lose hope regarding anyone, no matter what their condition may be. It is upon us, O brothers, to persevere and to put reliance upon our Rabb, Allah Azza wa Jalla. Our Lord has far-reaching wisdom, and the affairs are in His hand, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. It is upon us, O brothers, to strive to distance ourselves from the reasons for deviation within our own selves, even if we may be callers, yani working in da'wah, or those who give khutbahs. It is upon us not to be deluded by ourselves. It is upon us to review our own condition, and our own speech, and our own da'wah. It is upon us to subject our affairs, yani to measure away our affairs by the book of our Rabb and the Sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not upon our own understanding or the understanding of others like us, but upon the understanding of the companions radiallahu anhum ajma'in, and upon the understanding of those who transmitted the companions' understanding to us with a chain made from light, yani that which is clear and accurate up until this day of ours. They are the scholars who are known for the Sunnah and who are known for knowledge and insight. So it is upon us, O assembly of students of knowledge, to look into ourselves and to remedy the reasons for deviation within ourselves. It is upon the youth to have taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jalla and to not be deceived by the delusional delight which one may find in the form of deviation. For indeed, deviation at its beginning is delight, and its end result is great pain in the dunya and the akhirah. So it is upon us, O brothers, to have taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the shaykh closes with dua. I ask Allah, by His beautiful names and lofty attributes, to guide the stray Muslims. O Allah, guide the stray Muslims. O Allah, guide the stray Muslims. O Allah, make us rightly guided guides. O Allah, make us rightly guided guides. O Allah, make us rightly guided guides. O Allah, guide us and guide by way of us. And O Allah, guide us and guide by way of us. O Allah, guide us and guide by way of us. O Allah, our Rabb, make the affairs of uprightness and guidance and taqwa easy for the Ummah. Ya Rabb al-Alameen. O Allah, our Lord, we ask that You unite the hearts of the Muslims upon guidance and upon the Deen, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. O Allah, remove the reasons for separation. O Allah, remove the reasons for separation. O Allah, remove the reasons for separation from the Ummah, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. O Allah, give us life with the Sunnah. Give us life upon the Sunnah. Make us die upon the Sunnah and resurrect us upon the Sunnah, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. O Allah, Ya Rabbana, give us love for Your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and love for the Sunnah of Your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and make us firm upon it until we meet You, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. O Allah, Rabbana, cover us above the earth and cover us beneath the earth, and cover us on the day of presentation. Do not expose us for our sins on the day of presentation, the day of being presented before You. Wallahu alam wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala ali wa sahbihi ajma'in. And this is the end of what the Shaykh said. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. If there's any question or any comment. Naam. Naam.
In terms of reacting to things, and the Sunnah is requesting, and basically God needs to be patient.
Naam.
Instead of being so hasty.
Naam.
Because that's not from the Sunnah.
Now, being hasty is not wise, and it's not loved by Allah. Allah loves deliberateness. That a person, yani, take care before they make a move, before they do or say anything. That a person thinks things out thoroughly, carefully. Yani, look at the end result, the consequences of that behavior. Will it bring about good or not? And a person should be deliberate, should be careful, should be thinking. Yani, considering everything, not just, you know, act on impulse. Just be hasty. First thought comes to your mind, first impulse, you just jump and dive out there. Rather, the person should be deliberate, should be careful, should be considerate. Naam. This, Allah loves this characteristic. Naam. So it's important, yani, in every situation, that a person be careful and don't be hasty. Don't be in a hurry. Think things out. Be careful. Make sure that what you're doing or what you're saying is right. Make sure it's pleasing to Allah. Make sure that this is the right thing to do that will bring about a good result.
Separating is not what they're called, is not what, that's not what's being called to. Uniting is what's being called to.
We should be calling people to unite upon the truth, upon the Quran and Sunnah, as it was understood by the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, as it was understood by the early generations of Muslims, and as it is explained by the scholars of the people of Sunnah. Now, we should be calling to unity, but not unity for the sake of unity, but unity based upon the truth. Now, I'm calling people to comply with the Quran and Sunnah, and this is what brings about unity, compliance with the Quran and Sunnah. Because whoever opposes the Quran and Sunnah and has their own understanding of the Quran and Sunnah, then every person will have his own thought, and his own way, and his own manhaj. And this is what causes disunity. While if the people follow the Quran and Sunnah, this is what brings about unity. Everybody will be going in one path. They will be united. Otherwise, everybody will be going in their own path. And this is the real cause of disunity. And opposing the Quran and Sunnah, or coming, every person coming with their own understanding of the Quran and Sunnah. Ayyakum. طيب سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت